You good, dude?
I guess. Yes.
You good?
I'm a little zoned. I got my ass kicked, man.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. You got your ass kicked by
Moderna.
Second shot?
Yeah. Yesterday I was fine. Arm didn't hurt. Totally like waltzing through it.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Because
the first time
Slago
I
was walking up and down the hallway going, no symptoms.
No, as usual. I kicked it. No problem. And then late last night, man, all of a sudden I was like, oh, that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah, I can hit pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then this morning, temperature?
101 this morning for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Pop some Tylenol. Smoked a little marijuana.
What?
Went back. I know. It's the first time. I thought it might help. Went back to sleep. And, you know, a few hours later, I'm as bad as new.
You're as good as good enough to do the show.
As worthless as usual. Pretty much, yeah, right where I'm usually at.
I don't know if you saw the video of those birds that took over the house in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
Agreed.
That's so freaky, especially since The Birds is one of the first movies to ever really blow my mind as a little kid.
You know what was funny is they did show a clip of the birds while they were telling the story.
How could you not, I guess?
And the clip of the birds looks really dumb.
Really?
Really fake dumb.
No, I haven't seen it in centuries. Yeah. That's funny. But this was horrifying.
This was an entire group of birds that flew down a fireplace and inhabited the house.
Yeah, and then I saw the shot inside where
thousands.
They were all crammed inside that actual fireplace where you usually have the nice logs and you're having a nice evening, and there was a million birds in there.
It's not great. It is not great.
No.
They had to stay in a hotel room that night.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Female vet finds a home. This is a very heartwarming story.
Oh, nice.
Nice to hear every once in a while. Why are some people soiling their underwear to help the earth?
Oh, I don't think I like this story.
I think you do.
So I can take these underwear I'm wearing right now and help the earth somehow? Is what you're saying?
We'll discuss.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything right now. Cruise ships might resume this summer.
No.
They
were last summer, remember? They went out again.
Oh, they did go out.
Yeah, what happened?
Summer.
Oh, a lot of people got sick. What a surprise.
Yeah. But if everybody's vaccinated.
If you're willing to. If you want to take the risk. I don't give a rat's ass.
But would you say it's as risky if everyone is fully vaccinated?
If you're actually all vaccinated, it shouldn't be now.
Well, I think that's what they're saying,
is
that you have to be fully vaccinated plus the 2 weeks after your second shot.
Right, right. Well, then, you know, sure, but I still wouldn't get on one. Have you ever gone on a cruise?
I haven't. I don't like them.
Yeah? Why?
I get sick.
Oh, yeah. Makes
sense. I went with my kids because my kids wanted to go. So,
right.
Yeah, of course you do.
Right,
and then you're like, ugh.
I'll be over on the side of the ship again. See you in a while.
This sucks right now. Between now and 4 o'clock, we have $2,000 for you with our 1 second of nonstop rock. So that's coming up as well on 95.5 KLOS. You good?
Yeah, barely, sort of. Lots of water.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Slago had his second shot yesterday.
Yeah, and it was fine at first. I was dancing and singing, but late last night.
You're kind of rubbing it in, I gotta be honest.
I'm like, ha-ha, you had it twice, and then you had a terrible reaction to the first one. I was really amazed that I didn't have any kind of reaction to my first shot, and yesterday, and then, of course, finally.
And late last night, and this morning, 101, but you're all right.
Yeah, you know, it's as good as can be.
You could be this homeowner in Torrance.
Oh, my God.
It's a woman who came home to find close to 1,000 birds inside her home.
Oh, my God.
Now, I'm a dog guy.
Right.
Not much of a cat person.
Right. We're going to bring you around on that.
With
though.
Exceptions.
Right. With exceptions, which is how we
might
bring
you around. Not much of a bird guy. I had a friend when I was younger who had one of those, I don't even know what it was. It was a giant bird.
Right, right, right.
And it was in a cage.
And say rude things to you.
But it was inside.
Not dead.
Yes. And no, it wouldn't talk. It would just... Yes, when you walk by, and I was like, how do you live like this?
Heart attack!
I could never figure it out.
Boo!
But this video, these like 1,000 birds are all in a herd? Is that what you call them?
Let's go with flock.
Flock.
I don't know, but
they're all in
I
a
like
flock.
Herd. Yeah.
And they go right down one chimney, one home's chimney.
Yeah, yeah, which immediately led me to look at ours to make sure there was like this weird cap on it.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, so they couldn't do that.
Listen to this newscast.
It's horrifying.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere.
Carrie Edwards, by the way. No, just kidding. No idea.
But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house, and soon enough, they sweep in.
It's like they're dive bombing.
Yeah, and it's like right out of the movie, The Birds. That's exactly
it
what
really
they did.
It really is.
Yeah.
They all go for that one chimney. Who knows why?
Right. But these are all one kind of bird.
Yes.
What are they? You said they're protected, right?
Yes, they are protected. They're called a chimney swift.
Oh, chimney is in their name.
Yes.
Even. Oh. So
that's
they're not really big birds. They're kind of medium.
No, they're pretty relatively small.
Yeah, yeah. Sparrow
but
size.
A thousand of them?
Yeah, that's way too many.
You know what that is? 1,000 butts. You know what that is? A lot of poop.
You said you saw the house was covered.
And there was like children's toys.
Covered in bird poop. Just burn the house down.
Ugh.
Why did you even save the house?
Gross.
Burn it down.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
I saw a ton of them, by the way, right after this news story.
Is that right?
Yeah, driving away from the house, and they were in the middle of the road. Like, we were going kind of through them, and they sort of flew away a little bit, but they're clearly looking for another chimney or something, man.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Well, that's helpful.
Listen, just open your door. They'll go out.
Oh, they won't anything come in. They'll head on out after they've pooped everywhere.
That always works.
No problem.
Once the door was open, they decided to take a nap.
Of course.
It's nice fresh air in here. Thank you.
And go in every room possible.
May sound funny, but she has a small child in the house. Her toys and belongings were covered in droppings.
Still funny.
Yeah, it is kind of funny.
I mean, sorry.
With it being unlivable with droppings absolutely everywhere, we decided to go stay in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And Pat just stayed up for hours taking birds out, 2 to 4 birds at a time. He got a box and was putting them in the box. In a thin box so they couldn't fly out, and just shaking the box out to get them out.
It was like a television box.
Right.
It was like that
thin box,
and he would just pack birds in it and walk out and just sort of get them to fly away.
I think the video that freaked me out most about that was they showed the fireplace and there was a grate in front of it.
Yes.
And there was at least 400 birds inside
to get inside.
And making all sorts of crazy noises. I was just like, that is not what you want to see in your fireplace. That's nightmare fuel.
Correct.
From now on.
Yes.
Lesson of the story.
Keep your flu shot.
Yes.
And if you don't have a flu, make sure there's some type of net or mesh on your chimney, because this was, you know, you want to spring clean, but this is one way to have to spring clean.
That's insane.
They say they're a protected bird, and they also say that your home insurance will not cover.
Oh, of course it won't. And they always find some damn way out of it, don't they?
They arrive in the U.S. in March and are gone by November, so we're good.
There's no problem. Stu said he would have his flamethrower out. I think that's a really good one.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. You're going to need that audio that I asked you to bring up just a second ago, if you don't mind.
No, right.
Sluggo's not well.
Boy, no kidding. And that's my excuse for today. I'll have to use it for a few days, maybe.
This story comes out of San Jose, and it's really kind of a great news story, because there's a homeless veteran named Anna Especia, I would assume. And she had an emotional support dog with a great name of Harley.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a great
Harley,
dog.
Yeah.
And she was living in her car for 2 months.
Oh, my God.
And then she reached out and got some help. Listen to this.
A female veteran in San Jose now has a new place to call home after she'd been living out of her car. She was gifted a year of free rent after seeking help. And today she got to move into her new apartment. KTVU's Christina Rendon is here now with her story. Christina, she must be so excited.
So excited, Frank. The organizations that are helping this woman say that it is a lot harder for female veterans to get out of homelessness, and they encourage any woman or vet really to reach out to their local VA for help. So the woman you're about to meet did exactly that, and in her unique case, asking for help led to a home.
Life just changed for Ana Espitia and her emotional support dog, Harley.
You know the best part? I got a doorbell.
Espitia, a 10-year Navy veteran, took us inside her new apartment.
I love that she said, I got a doorbell.
Yeah.
She's excited about it. I understand that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
A reality she never thought possible just a couple of months ago while living out of her car.
The fridge is just amazing. It's huge.
Espitia says she was left unhoused after her critically ill mom died and their house was put up for sale. She went to the San Jose VA for help and was connected with an organization called Home First Services of Santa Clara County. Now she's been given a 15-month lease, including 1 year of free rent.
How about that?
Nice. That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, well done, VA.
To not even have to worry about it. Worry about it.
Yeah, exactly.
For a year.
Especially at this point in time.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Saying this to my friends that I went through hell to get to heaven. I'm in heaven. I really am.
Home First Services says this was possible thanks to a public-private partnership with developer Republic Urban Properties, and says female veterans are twice as likely to become homeless than those who didn't serve.
Many of them who have been in battle have trauma, brain injuries, all different kinds of PTSD, mental health challenges that coupled with being homeless makes it harder to find their way out of homelessness.
I mean, I think as time goes on, they have to set up a system so that every single person that serves, they look after them.
I agree.
And
I mean,
make sure they're okay.
There is a system as long as she was able to reach out, which
right,
she did.
Exactly. But I mean, someone...
But she's a 10-year Navy veteran.
I mean, when they're in, you can't go AWOL. You can't do this. You can't do that. You have to be available at all times. So I should think that that needs to continue after. They need to keep that.
I've seen a lot that the VA does to take care of vets, and it's really amazing.
Yeah.
But you're right. Not letting anyone fall through the cracks is the really difficult thing.
The ultimate
goal. Of course.
We can end homelessness. We can end homelessness through public-private partnerships like this, where we bring in these incredible people.
Espithia now has stability, a safe place to sleep at night, a home for her and Harley.
Females are kind of left in between the gaps, and we fall through. And we just need to speak up and ask that we need help.
Wow, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. Air conditioned.
Oh, nice.
What else
did you
ask for?
That's awesome. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, seriously, if you know any vet that needs help, encourage them to really go after the VA. And if they don't get help immediately, go to another chapter. Go talk to someone else. Don't give up.
I don't think I'm the type of person that would automatically ask for help.
Oh, I wouldn't
either.
You know what
I mean?
Oh, I'm like, you're not supposed to.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I totally get it.
But she did the right thing. She was living in a car for 2 months, and so she reached out, and she said, hey, I need some help.
Yeah.
And they were happy to help her and give her a year free rent.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
That's fantastic. Nice.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have 1 second of nonstop rock.
That is a lot of rock. A whole second. And it can actually...
And it's uninterrupted.
Yeah. You know, we're not going to break in with 2 minutes of commercials
or
anything.
Do we brag about that all the time? No, we don't.
Never, ever. And it's worth $2,000 right now, which
it's
is awesome.
It's worth $2,000. So we're going to play you the 1 second. You identify the song and the artist, and you are caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you'll win $2,000.
So here is the snippet. What do you think that is? I think you know. Call 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock. Game.
For $2,000, KLOS, who's this?
This is Tobias.
Tobias, would you be so kind as take this $2,000 off our hands?
I would love to.
Well, you're caller 13, so we're going to play it for you one more time, and then you have to identify it.
What are you doing over there? Hey, Tobias, hey.
I'm here.
You good?
Yeah, the radio came in. I got you.
Okay. All right.
All right, so tell us who it is and the name of the song, and you got $2,000. And if your name is Funke, I might throw in an extra $5, your last name.
It's not.
No,
damn it.
Okay. Yeah. It's a shame.
Oh, well. All right,
I was excited, too.
Here you go. What do you think that is?
Well, I didn't hear it play the second time, but I'm going to go with, I believe, Danzig's Mother.
Hey, don't be talking about Danzig's Mother like that.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, man.
Unfortunately.
Oh, that must have been the song from a few ago, because I'm fooling myself.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
Thank you for calling. All right,
so he's trying to go for that extra try.
$2,500.
Yes.
Between 4 and 5.
Yes. Kevin, I don't remember. Did you ever show up at the Palace in Hollywood when we used to do those live broadcasts?
Yes, I did.
And remember the mosh pit that would get going with that every time?
Yes, I do.
That was amazing. Just that last few seconds, and we'd always kick into something else that would keep them going, and oh, my
God. Yeah, that was good times. Insanity. Ah, the Palace.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, Avalon now. Yeah. No. I like the Palace.
Those are the days.
Yep.
The next story I'm going to tell you, I couldn't stop thinking there has to be a different angle to it.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds ugly. Hundreds of people, from farmers to school children, are burying their cotton underwear in their back gardens.
No. Why? What?
To dig up 8 weeks later.
Oh, no, 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 no.
As part of a citizen science project called the Soil Your Undies Challenge.
Soil Your Undies Challenge. You know, I could do this no problem. I mean, I can change the parameters, right, of the contest?
Well, that's what I'm thinking is I kept waiting for the punchline.
Right.
Because how do you name it Soil Your Undies Challenge?
First of all, that's no challenge.
You're asking for trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not a challenge, right? It began in the United States before spreading overseas and is now gathering momentum in Australia.
Oh, well.
It's worldwide. Apparently, cotton is made of sugar called cellulose.
Okay.
Making it a tasty snack for microbes.
Mm.
And the army of other tiny decomposers that live in the soil.
Okay.
So, literally, you're only burying clean underwear.
Oh, clean.
In the dirt.
Yeah, okay. I honestly thought you were going to say they were supposed to put in...
It's called soil your undies.
But it's because you're putting it in soil.
Right.
Right. But wouldn't it help soil more if it was soiled?
It sure does leave it open to interpretation.
Yes, exactly.
Which I don't love.
Yes, you do.
The state of the garments are then retrieved and will indicate the health of the dirt by how much the underwear has been eaten up by the microbes.
So I would think Arizona desert, like, I'm just thinking, you know, or even here for the most part.
Here.
If it's not moist, it's going to be pretty dry. It's not going to change.
Word.
I know, that's a really bad word. You throw that in with clown, moist clown, and you're screwed. But I would think it would come out.
So you're not supposed to soil them.
Yeah, right.
Although that's the name.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe you need a new name for Soil Your Undies Challenge.
No, I kind of like it. It certainly gets your attention.
I feel like I could win that easily.
But what's the whole point of it?
The whole point of it is to check out your dirt and see how healthy it is.
In a weird and silly way.
Yes.
The kids maybe will be, oh, I'm going to bury my underwear in
watch
the backyard.
This.
Yeah.
But then they see the word soil and they go, I'll be right back.
Oh, done. I got plenty of pairs. Hey, we played that backwards yesterday.
Yes, we did.
That song right there. I learned more about Satan as a result.
We didn't, but somebody
else
did.
That's right. Yeah. You can see that.
On
it's
YouTube.
Insane, the video of this guy playing that song backwards.
It's
and
pretty
then
cool.
Playing it back forwards so it sounds perfect. You can find it at Kevin and Sluggo. Yay! That's the first time I said it right. What the
Nicely
hell,
done.
Man?
Well done.
What is going on?
Damn. Sluggo got his second shot yesterday.
Yeah. And I felt great all day, just like the first time I got my
and
first
you
vaccine.
You were rubbing it in.
I was like, yeah, hey, not a problem. Look, you touch my arm, push my arm.
Look at me,
right.
It doesn't even hurt.
Nope.
Nah.
And then last night I couldn't sleep and I woke up with a 101 degree fever and I thought I was really just kicked in the head. I felt like a mule had kicked me in
the
head.
But isn't there a weird thing about it where you go, I know that I'm not sick. This is just a response
to... I know I said that before. I'm like, I'm not going to be worried about it if I have a reaction because I know I'm not actually sick. It's just a... But then when it was actually happening and I was sick today, I'm like, I don't care. I feel like crap. I hate this.
No, but I mean, it does matter that you're not sick because it's not going to get worse.
And it's not going to be like 2 weeks. You know, I'm not going to the hospital. I mean, I'm pretty much over it already. I'm feeling fine now.
So
a little hungover.
So they say 14 days after the second shot,
you're
pretty much as good as you're going to be.
Yeah. And you could still get it. But you won't probably be deathly ill with it.
No, it won't even send you to the hospital if you get it.
Right.
So
right.
I'm getting my second shot tomorrow.
Oh, man. Dude, are you planning to not do anything?
I don't have any plans Sunday, but I also don't expect bad things to happen.
Yeah, you're doing it
on
Saturday.
I'm getting it on Saturday.
Yeah.
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 And I don't know. I don't expect
I just want
that.
You to lay low.
I will.
And call me, will you?
No.
Check in.
I'll respond. I mean, I'll respond appropriately.
Right. Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Like
leave me alone.
Like
I'm
do.
Drunk.
So here's the question.
Yeah.
What are you going to be comfortable doing?
Yeah.
Now that you're mostly good after 2 weeks.
I think, and I've been thinking about this, I think I'll be okay with actually getting on a plane again.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think I'll be able to fly. I would feel comfortable flying
2 weeks after I get my second shot, which is tomorrow. Yeah, so.
What about going to Vegas? I mean, I don't see any problem really with much of anything.
I think I'm dying to go to Vegas.
Me too.
I don't think even the logic plays a part in that.
I haven't lost any money in a long time. I really need to throw away
a lot
cash.
Of money that I should be. The cruise industry might be able to resume trips in the U.S. starting in July. if specific conditions are met.
Right.
What are your thoughts on the cruise industry?
You know, I have friends and family that love cruises. They're always like, you should do it. You know how it is. Like, we've talked so many times about if you're into something and someone else isn't, they always try and talk you into it.
Yeah, especially if they're your friend. You want them to love what you love. Sure.
I'm like, no. I don't want to be on a cruise.
Cruises have been on. Well, but that's your normal
stance. Yeah, exactly. It has nothing to do with COVID.
Okay. Cruises have been on hold for the past year under orders from the CDC.
Yeah.
According to USA Today, a CDC letter sent to cruise lines say, and this is shocking, they can go out again if 98% of crew members are vaccinated.
98. So 2% can be like, I don't want to.
Yes. And 95% of passengers are fully vaccinated.
You know, I think the problem with that is twofold. First of all, so many people not wanting to get the vaccine for all sorts of various reasons.
Agreed.
Which you can go into. And I'm wondering how hard is it to fake that you had it, that you got the vaccine, because this card that they're giving you.
So impossible to copy.
Yeah, not possible at all. So I wonder about that, but that doesn't really matter to
me.
But
I wonder about the 98% and the 95%. Why don't you just make it 100%?
That's a good question.
I mean, I don't want to go on a cruise with somebody who hasn't been vaccinated.
Really? Why? You think you might? We wouldn't.
Because they might get it.
Yeah.
And if they got it, then you're in a tight space on a cruise and you're stuck there for.
I think 98% is an interesting.
It's most,
yeah, but I mean, I think the problem, the reason they're doing it at all is because there are so many people that will not get it.
Yeah,
they're
I guess
not going to get it. I mean, I know a lot of people.
But that doesn't mean they're going to get on a cruise. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Like when you go to a sporting event, when you go to a concert, if concerts start up again in the fall at some point.
Right.
I assume you're going to need to be vaccinated to get in.
Yeah, that's, I'm sure, at the beginning, yes.
Because they have insurance. And
exactly. Right. The only way you can gather people together for insurance purposes is if they've been
So you're
protected.
Not down with cruises,
they're wearing
but
a
that's
condom.
An old thing.
Yeah, that's an old thing. I guess, now that I think about it, there's nothing I wouldn't do that I used to do.
Really?
Yeah, maybe avoid.
So a concert, as long as you knew everybody was vaccinated.
Yes.
I think I would, too, if everybody was
vaccinated. Honestly, I lean a little more not so worried about everyone else being vaccinated, honestly.
Because if they don't get vaccinated and they get it.
I don't care. I really don't. Like, that's your choice.
You're a very self-centered human being.
I am, I guess.
So we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS. What would you be comfortable with and what would you not be comfortable
is there
doing?
Anything you wouldn't still do?
Because we're sort of at the beginning of getting vaccinated and getting your second shot and you're 2 weeks later and...
How awesome is that? Of course, we still don't know how long the vaccine will last. They keep pushing it out another month as we go along.
Right.
Like, at this point, you know.
At first, it was 6 months, and then people that were vaccinated at
7 months ago now, and then if they were vaccinated 8 months ago, then, you know, which isn't there
I wouldn't care. I would do it every 6 months if I needed.
Absolutely.
If that would let me go back to concerts?
Absolutely.
In a second.
100%.
So what would you be comfortable with doing, say, this summer or fall?
Right.
Or what would you not be comfortable doing if you were fully vaccinated?
Right.
818-955-KLOS. It's 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We're talking about what would you and wouldn't you be comfortable doing once you're vaccinated? KLOS, hello.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think I'm at the point, my husband's at the point of going into a restaurant and actually sitting down and eating without a mask on.
I've already done that.
No, wait a minute. He just said in the background he had
already done
that. Did you know that?
Well, I don't know when that happened.
Oh!
We haven't been on a lunch date in God knows how long.
Put him on the phone.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Put him on the phone.
Yeah, I went my first day of work. I got back to work after being out of work for 6 months.
Dude, you can't talk about going to lunch without your wife when she's in the car, for God's sakes.
Busted.
The hell's wrong with you? So you would feel comfortable with your wife going to a restaurant because you're fully vaccinated? Not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would, too.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I think I'm there even with, thanks for calling, man, even with small, tiny little restaurants. Those are my favorite little hole in the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm okay with that now. I mean, you know, in a couple weeks when the vaccine is kicked in. So that's cool.
KLOS.
That's exciting.
Hello.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, I just calling to say, if I was fully vaccinated, I would do everything.
Everything. Yeah. So you wouldn't put any limits on it at all?
Pretty much, no.
I don't think I would either. When do you get vaccinated? Are you not vaccinated yet?
I'm waiting for my second one. I've gotten the first of Moderna.
Gotcha.
And how did the first one go?
It was no problem, Sluggo. It was, I didn't even have dead arm.
Neither did I.
I was
dancing and singing, and the same thing with the second one until late last night, and then it hit me in the head. But it's already passed, and it was totally worth
Sluggo
it.
Sluggo was performing musicals.
I was.
It was odd.
I was doing the Music Man. Much to everyone's chagrin. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Here's the thing. I'm still waiting to see how everything plays out with everybody getting vaccinated, because nobody can still get on the same page.
So you're not getting vaccinated yet?
No, I just got my number one today.
Nicely done. What'd you get? What kind?
I got the Pfizer.
Nice, nice, nice.
But you're the number one. Do you have to hold up a number one? No.
Okay. But once you have the second one and you're 2 weeks out after that, you still don't feel comfortable going around people who aren't bothering to get vaccinated?
I would still like there to be a little more transparency about the whole situation.
I can see that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows yet. What is the first thing you're really looking forward to doing, though, when you feel 100% safe?
I would love to go back to a concert.
Yeah.
Yeah. What show would you like to see? Who would you like to see play first, if you had your choice?
I have tickets that were postponed from last year to go see Rammstein in September.
Rammstein! Nice. Love that so much.
That's awesome, dude.
He's the guy that lights the microphone on fire?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, I think he does, yeah.
That'll happen. That happens with my breath sometimes. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're comfortable doing what if you're fully vaccinated?
You know what? Bring it all
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, bring the whole world back. It's yeah, fine. Yeah.
I think the most dangerous one to me, at least for me, because I usually do get sick if I'm on a long plane ride, is planes, because you're so enclosed with whatever. But
I think they have to be extra careful, though.
Yeah.
They've probably spent the last year really making sure. I don't know.
Right.
I would think it's safer now than it would have been before.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, good for you, sir. Have you had both of your vaccinations?
I'm waiting for the Johnson & Johnson. The one does it all, but
get it done with one fell swoop.
All right. So you're looking forward to bringing everything back, but you're not at all vaccinated.
Nope.
You're okay. The problem, sir.
Okay.
Right on, man.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hello, KLOS. What are you looking forward to once you're fully vaccinated?
Pool party in Vegas.
Yeah, Vegas.
Pool party Vegas.
Hell yeah.
We have a winner.
We will see you at the Sahara, sir.
We have 1 second of nonstop rock coming up next for $2,500.
Oh, man, we can spend that in Vegas.
$2,500.
Hell yeah.
Next.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I can't. I can't talk about the KLOS free ride after free ride. This is not going to happen.
I mean,
it's just not right. So
it does seem like a little much.
Yeah, I'll get the plugs in later.
You know, we could talk about $2,500.
Yeah!
$2,500 for our 1 second of nonstop rock. We guarantee that this 1 second of music is uninterrupted.
It's not going to have any commercials right in the dead center or anything.
Correct. So we're going to play it for you. Then you have to be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. You tell us the song title and the artist, and you will win $2,500.
Righteous bucks. All right, here it is. What is that?
818-955-KLOS. Be caller 13. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
Game. For $2,500, KLOS, who's this?
Marcel.
Marcel, you're caller 13.
Well done, sir.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Listen, yeah, we have $2,500 for you if you can identify the song and the artist, and we're going to play it for you one more time. You ready?
Go for it.
All right, here you go. What do you think that is?
I've been thinking about it. I think that it is Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart.
Good guess. I hear where you're coming from, but no, sorry, that's not it.
Not correct. Thank you, though.
Yeah, and thanks for playing along and thinking about it, doing your homework. That's good. Everyone should do their homework. Yeah.
Agreed. Even though it doesn't pay off.
Have a good one, guys.
Yeah. You too.
You too, man. Thanks.
$3,000. Between five and six.
Death by rock and roll.
Now Sluggo will read from his phone.
Well, actually, first I want to say, Kevin, would you allow Taylor there to do whatever, like seize control of your life and just do with it for an hour or so, whatever she wants?
An hour?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Are you kidding?
That's what she's doing to this radio station, man.
For a week, what?
This weekend, that's what she's doing. She's taking over this station now. 12 noon on Saturday and again 10 o'clock Sunday night right after Matt. It's going to be Taylor and whatever she pleases. And I think
good
that's going to be pretty damn cool.
You too.
I've seen her list of stuff, some of the stuff she's going to play, and it's awesome. So that is that's Saturday, exciting. 12 noon, and Sunday, 10 p.m.
Let's talk about your home getting taken over by animals.
Oh, my God. This was really freaky.
In this particular case, birds.
Yeah,
I don't know how they all decided while they were in the air that they were going to dive bomb one single
fireplace. Chimney.
Chimney, yeah.
Yeah, they chose one chimney and went for it.
One and only one.
Yeah, yeah.
And filled up the house with birds.
Yep, man. Their debris. Their
and
bird poop.
A woman called her mom who was at the house,
right,
and this is the report.
And she called and said, there's birds everywhere.
Little did Carrie, who doesn't want her last name used, know what mom meant by everywhere. But this phone video of inside her house makes it pretty clear. And check them out. That's outside their windows.
Then I got the video of the birds shooting down the chimney from the neighbor.
Yeah, so I saw that.
That part of it is insanity to me.
Yeah, it's like they just, you know how you see them move in giant flocks in nature videos or whatever?
Yes.
You've never seen them then do that diving into a typical, you know, chimney.
No, into one chimney. Yeah. It's not like they were diving down into a neighborhood.
No.
They picked one house.
Yep. Let's go here.
This is where we belong.
Yep.
This video, birds fly around the chimney outside the house and soon enough, they sweep in.
When I got there, I walked up to the front door, looked in, and right back out I went because it was insane in there.
I mean, you said that they showed a little clip of the movie The Birds, the Alfred Hitchcock one, which freaked me the hell out as a kid, but you said it looked really ridiculous.
It looked real goofy.
Now.
They seem to be Vos swifts, which roost in chimneys and are flying past Southern California on their migration north.
And in fact, when I was driving in, we had drove through a whole flock of them. Just
are
massive.
You sure that's what it was?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They're pretty small.
They're
also protected.
Yes.
So you're supposedly not supposed to be able to take them out of the house, which is insanity.
Well, you're supposed to leave them in your house?
Yes.
Forget it.
Yes.
What about my protection?
Well, I guess I'm moving.
My house, yeah. So Stu's idea of taking a flamethrower to the lot is probably not good?
It's not legal, if that's what you're saying.
Probably
no.
Burn the house down, too. But whatever, Stu.
Montecito police provided photos from a home in their area that was badly damaged by a swarm recently.
And animal control said, oh, just leave your doors and windows open and they'll go out.
Seems like a pretty comprehensive plan. Your windows and doors.
What happened?
But once the door was open, they decided to take a nap up on the ceiling and go in every room possible.
Thanks for the fresh air. We appreciate it. We're going to take
a
nap.
And so I guess eventually...
almost 1,000 of them.
I know. She said that they were covered with...
Poop.
Yeah. Yes,
the whole house
nonstop everywhere.
You know what birds do? They poop. That's it.
That is what they do.
Yes,
they fly and they poop.
Mm-hmm.
And they know.
And they did all over that house. And there was almost 1,000 birds in that house.
Oh my God!
And the insurance doesn't cover it.
Why? That's ridiculous.
Because it's insurance. That's what they do.
Yeah, they're good at that.
They say, nope, we're not covering that.
Oh, no. Do you remember that minuscule paragraph on page 357,000 that says,
yeah, we'd love to help you and all, but we're not going
to. But go to hell, give us more money.
All right, so we're going to take your calls at 818-955-KLOS if your home was taken over by animals or... an animal. It could be just one.
Yeah.
If it's a coyote, maybe you don't want to go in there. It's a mountain lion, which you have behind your house.
Yep.
Maybe you don't want to go in there.
Nope.
So your house was taken over by animals. 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. We're talking about the birds that took over that home in Torrance. And what animal took over your home, sir?
A pit bull.
A pit bull? Wow. When? Why?
Neighbor's pit bull?
No, just my pit bull. That's just how she is. She won't let you do anything.
Yeah, I know that story.
All right, thank you. KLOS, hello.
My chihuahua has done the same, really.
Hello.
Hi. Animals took over your house?
Absolutely.
Which one?
I had a freaking cat come in our own pet door that was locked from the inside but not the outside and impregnates my freaking cat.
I'm not sure that's taking over, but it's having a good time, at least.
Wow.
My wife wakes me up out of a dead sleep, and she says, there's something out in there in the freaking house. I'm like, we got two kids. I know. They're probably out dicking around. So we go out there. We're looking around the freaking house, and we don't see anything. My wife's all, what's that under the bar stool? It's dark in the house. I'm thinking it's a jacket that fell off the bar stool.
But you're hearing...
The freaking cat is still in the house.
Bow, bow. It's much more of a country song than I normally like.
Tom had that sort of unique ability to make that sound and yet still rock and
somehow
still L.A.
Petty can get away with it.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Petty.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We have our 1 second of nonstop rock. And this hour, it's worth $3,000.
Step aside. Slap your face. What? I don't know. But $3,000, that's
$3,000. Yeah, We're going to play a clip. It's 1 second. You have to identify the song and the artist, and you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS.
It sounds kind of like this. What do you think that is?
$3,000.
818-955-KLOS.
Good luck.
Put the gun down and come out with the goat on your back.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of Nonstop Rock. Game.
For
$3,000, KLOS. Hello. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Karen, you're caller 13.
Woohoo! Again.
You've gotten it before. Have you won before?
No.
Damn it, Karen. Why not?
Well, we have $3,000 for you this time.
Right on.
All right. We're going to play it for you, and then you have to tell us what it is. You ready?
Yep.
All right.
Song title, artist of this is what?
War Pigs, Black Sabbath.
Great stuff.
Incorrect.
Damn it, Karen. Wow,
very sorry, Karen.
Well, one of these days you'll get it, especially since you're the only one calling. Tomorrow, between 3 and 4, $3,500.
I can smoke that. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Damn fine cover there of White Room. Apocalyptica is who it is this time. There's a show called Legion. Did you ever hear of that? Weird, freaky.
Yes, I loved it.
Great show.
Because it was insane.
Yeah, totally bananas. Yes. Yeah, and they had a White Room cover in that one as well. Yes. It was really good. But yeah, I need to watch Legion again.
I missed that show. It was so weird.
Yeah. So weird. I love it. You love it. That's great. That's so cool. Good. Yeah.
All right. I saw a license plate on the way in.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, is this a vanity plate we're going to try and figure out?
Yep.
Those are. I hate that I always try and figure them out.
Me too.
I'll be sitting in traffic going, who cares? Who cares?
Same,
who cares? Wait, I think
then,
I got it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
I need to figure it. All right. So me heart.
Me heart.
PRN.
PRN. I don't know. Like PRN.
Porn's the only thing
I can come up with. That makes sense.
You put that on a license plate?
Me love porn? Yes. That's pretty funny, actually.
That's a strange license
That's
plate.
That's pretty good.
Could it be like RN? Like something RN? Nurse? Or
no.
Could it be anything but porn?
Professional RN. No.
Maybe.
No. I saw another one, too, that I thought, it's funny you would say this today, because driving in, I saw one that said TA2... The letter two, mm-hmm. And then...
The letter two?
Yeah. Yeah. The letter two.
You mean the number two? Yeah.
Hey, man, I had a COVID shot, okay? I'm barely functioning.
All right, so the letter two.
Yeah, and then A-R-T.
Okay. Wait.
T-A, the letter two, A-R-T.
Tattoo art.
Tattoo art.
Tattoo art.
And I'm like, all right, that at least makes sense. Yes. At least.
Me heart porn.
Me heart porn. That's
I don't
much
know
better.
That there's anything else that could be.
No, I don't think it could be.
And then there's a story out of Florida about a misspelling that I find hilarious because it's Florida.
Right.
It's Orange County, Florida.
Uh-huh.
There's a school zone. Okay. And they painted the word school.
Oh, no, they didn't spell it wrong, did they?
And the word school is spelled S-C. O-H-O-L.
Oh, man. You know, sometimes I have to wonder if someone, like, does that on purpose.
In paint
probably not.
On the road.
Oh, like in front of the school.
Like a product right in front of the school.
Why am I getting an F on this spelling test when right out front, you people paid? That's the kind of crap I would have said.
S-C-O-H-O-L. Oh. Strong. I love Florida.
Me love porn. Me love porn.
He had like Popeye's right arm. There's another guy in here with us.
What?
Who? There's a guy in the room.
Where? Right there. Behind those Coke cans?
Yes.
Greg!
Hi, guy!
Oh,
I was looking around.
You were scared?
Don't scare Greg like that.
It's not cool. Oh, my goodness. I heard what you two were on about with the what would you do if you... Felt
if you're fully vaccinated.
Yeah. I miss going to sporting events.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. You're going to do it anyway here pretty quick. Yeah, but...
I used to love going to... Because I'm a boxing fan. I used to love going to watch a fight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Just like that, to be there and to shout, like, boxing is fun, you know.
That's what you shout?
Or... One of many phrases.
Do you know that that the state of California is trying to get you not to boo because you could spread your germs?
Oh, shut up. Boo!
And if you go to, like, Disneyland, not to scream on any of the rides.
I heard about that. Yes. Well, on Disneyland, that's probably possible, but some places, you know.
So I don't know what you would yell at a boxing match.
No booing. That could bode well for radio DJs.
That's good news for us, huh?
All right, I gotta get the hell out of here and go home and pet the kitty. And I'm feeling better now. Like, so
excellent.
Second shot of Moderna, one night kicked me in the ass, and now I'm kind of doing good already.
All right, stop bragging.
Yeah, you know, I'm really good this way, man. Man of steel.
We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Hey, man. Willie Nelson was born on this day in rock in Abbott, Texas in 1933.
Right on, dude.
It was on this day in rock in 1976 when Bruce Springsteen was held by a guard at Graceland. After a gig in Memphis, Bruce Springsteen had taken a cab to Elvis Presley's Graceland home and climbed over the wall and was immediately apprehended. It was on this day in rock in 1980 when Black Sabbath started their first tour with Ronnie James Dio replacing Ozzy Osbourne.
Running low on eggs and time? Order groceries and more from Walmart. Choose fast delivery or free pickup and let the Walmart team of expert shoppers handpick items for you. Use